The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last week, representatives of Venezuela's socialist regime and its political opposition met for talks in Oslo, Norway. Norway had offered earlier this year to mediate between the two sides, but news of the meetings was a surprise. That's because less than a month ago, opposition leader Juan Guaido called for an outright military overthrow of authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro. The military has not joined Guaido so far. Venezuelan exile and communications consultant Leonardo Treci is the South Florida coordinator for Guaido's political party, Voluntad Popular, or Popular Will. I spoke with Treci about this new turn in the standoff between Maduro and Guaido, who is recognized by the U.S. and more than 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate president. Leonardo, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for the invitation.
I know you weren't part of the talks in Norway, but what do you think were the most important topics the regime and the opposition discussed there in terms of solving Venezuela's crisis?
Juan Guaido was very clear about the conversations in Norway. The only thing that we are putting on the table is the end of the Maduro regime and then free elections. And if they are trying to put another thing on the table, we are going out of the conversation. It's not a negotiation. It's a conversation that the Norway government is doing to try to help the people of Venezuela. But I think that it's not going anywhere, because always Maduro and the regime are using this just to buy time and not real negotiation.
Maduro has to leave power because you consider his presidency illegitimate.
Because he held an illegitimate election last year without the participation of the democratic parties. Most of the countries of the world didn't recognize this election.
It seemed an unlikely time for negotiations, though. Last month, Guaido tried to get military leaders to topple Maduro, and then Maduro started arresting opposition figures close to Guaido. What do you think suddenly brought the two sides together in Norway?
Maduro, he's not confident about the people who is around him. So that's the main thing that we are trying to do. For example, Ivan Simonovic, one of the political prisoners, 15 years in jail. He escaped with the Sabin, you know, with the Sabin.
Because the Sabin being the intelligence police, and they let him out of prison.
Yes, the intelligence police liberate, for example, Leopoldo López.
López, who is Guaido's mentor.
Liberate.
Right, so that shows cracks then in the military's unity. So you think what Guaido did last month made Maduro nervous, and so he wanted to have talks now in Norway?
Yes.
But while Guaido and the opposition are talking to the regime, they're now expressing a desire for U.S. military intervention in the crisis. Guaido had his ambassador in Washington meet with the leader of the military's Southern Command here in Doral on Monday to talk about just that. Is that realistic?
Yes, we need support because we haven't got an army. We need support of the freedom countries to put an end to this.
Even their militaries?
Yeah, could be.
You were a co-founder of Guaido's political party before you came here 5 years ago. Yes. What forced you into exile?
I was the chief of propaganda, and my life and my freedom was in risk. Leopoldo López, who is our principal leader. The day they ordered the arrest of Leopoldo López, he was in my house. So they put the political police in my house. So I decided to come here. Then my mother and my sister came 2 years ago because it became very dangerous for them to be there.
You still run an online TV news outlet, VPI TV, that broadcasts from inside Venezuela. Do you ever see this crisis ending and you yourself returning to live in Venezuela?
Yes, I'm totally sure that we are putting the end to Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. We are not giving up.
Thanks again, Leonardo.
Thanks to you, Tim.
Leonardo Treci is South Florida coordinator for the party of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.